It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, welcome to the After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter.
Here we go.
What's up, you bitch?
You bitch. What's up? I haven't seen you in 3 days.
I know. It's good to see
Nothing's changed.
Come here, give me a kiss. What? Okay, so real quick, I just wanted to keep this kind of high and tight. Nothing too crazy, but Kiki and I did the, so I had HBO, the streaming app before,
yep.
And then we got rid of it because it's $14.99 a month, and yep. there wasn't anything we were really watching, but we liked Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. So Game of Thrones finished, we downloaded the app, we did the free 1 week trial with Kiki's card this time.
Oh God.
And so yesterday we literally binge watched the entire 8th season. Now it's only 6 episodes, but they're like an hour and a half each.
I was gonna say, I thought we only had a 3-day weekend, but
we did it in 1 day. And so we finally watched it, and we're gonna cancel the membership because there's nothing really else. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are getting rid of their HBO.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, well, that was my show, and that's kind of, but it was on for like 10 years, like 8 seasons, 10 years. It had some big gaps in between filming and everything, but it was a pretty big cultural show. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talked about it, but now you've never seen it. Never seen an episode of it. I got peer pressured into it, and then we finally started watching it, and I really started to enjoy it. It's you really like the characters. There's some moments in it where you're just like, what happened?
Yeah.
It's based on the books by George R. R. Martin. Here's what's funny, is the final season, he hasn't finished the last book, so they just wrote this final season.
Huh.
That's the crazy part. What? Is that
really?
they wrote it. Because George R. R. Martin didn't have the book done. So now he might still write the end, but it might be different than how the show ended, which is kind of crazy.
So then they're going to have to do it again?
No, now they've talked about spinoffs. They've talked about doing a spinoff, which is like thousands of years before the time that we know of, with the Seven Kingdoms. And then they've also talked about doing a spinoff of what some of the characters are doing now,
mm-hmm.
After the show ended. But I don't know if I'm sure you probably saw on social media, everyone like, oh, the ending sucked and blah.
There's a couple of things I learned about the Game of Thrones without seeing it and just seeing it on Facebook.
Yeah.
One thing is my buddy did the same thing you did. He binge watched, I believe, from season one all the way to now.
Wow.
I think he spent a good week.
That's a week committed
least,
to multiple episodes a day.
That's our buddy Ryan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I asked him the other day, because I'm like, dude, I haven't seen it. And he's like, I knew him like a month prior that he hadn't seen it either.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally watched the whole thing. I mean, just like a movie he watched it, I guess.
Dude, I like it, but that would be kind of tedious after a while.
You'd probably freak out after a while.
Yeah.
So he was like, so I'm like, we have kind of similar tastes in like movies, music, television,
yep.
Stuff like that. And I look at him and I'm like, hey, to somebody who hasn't seen it, is it? And I look at him, I'm like, come on,
mm-hmm.
Is it? Be honest. He's like, dude, yes. He's like, it is that good. He's like, I'm telling you, he's like, the first season sucks. He's like, but man, it takes off. One thing he did say that was quite interesting is he's like, dude, the CGI from the first season to now is like night and day, apparently.
You look at the cast, like as you grow with the show, and it was a little different for Kiki and I, because we started off and we pretty much binge watched it over like a year. So, you know, like we took that time with it. It is a very bingey show when you get into it. But the cast members that started were, I mean, kids, a good chunk of them, I mean, 10 years ago, that's a big chunk of time. That's a chunk of your life. That's a decade of your life.
Absolutely.
That you're committed to characters and storylines, and
mm-hmm.
and it's nuts, you know? And I think that's what a lot of people really liked about it.
Because you're kind of following, you're kind of going with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're following along right with it.
Yeah, and you're also aging with it.
Do they jump around?
No.
Or is it one after the other?
Linear story.
Okay.
It's here where it is, and then you follow different characters, and it's centered around a handful of families in these Seven Kingdoms. It's just, and I don't want to give away too much, but you know, it follows the families and the members in these families and the fighting in between these families and the rule over the Iron Throne. That's what it comes down to, is who's going to rule the Seven Kingdoms and sit on the Iron Throne.
Which is the throne of all the swords.
All the swords, yep, and everything like that. So we finally watched it, and I'm glad we did. I'm fine with
it. So that's what it's about. So you're controlling the throne. They're fighting to control the throne, and at any given time, somebody else can have the throne if they win.
Yeah, well, see, now you still have people who have the right to the throne, but yeah, you can take control of the throne, and that's what it follows. Danny. I'll just say her real name. Danny, Daenerys Targaryen. Anyway, she's the dragon lady, all right? She's the one that's got the dragons. Well, she believes that she
has... Which I heard are sweet, by the way, the dragons.
They're pretty badass. Yeah. It's just you're watching, like, God, that. Could you imagine that being real? You lose your fucking mind, Hunter. Oh, my God! Yeah, this thing spits fire.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I don't want to... I could go down this rabbit hole, but yeah, so the Iron Throne and ruling over the seven kingdoms and being the ruler of it all and of the area and all that stuff.
All right, here's a question for me.
Yeah.
Can I skip the first season?
No.
No?
No, you can't.
That's what he said, too. He's like, you can't miss.
You honestly can't skip anything.
Yeah.
Because, like, even me getting into the season after taking, like, pretty much a year off, coming in, I'm like, all right, who's that again? Okay, he belongs to them. He's of that house. And
trying to piece it back together.
It's a lot. There is a lot of characters. I don't know how with the book. Reading the book, I'd lose my mind. Because there's a lot going on. And certain characters aren't as important as other ones, but they also still bring in pieces of the story and this and that. I think people were a little too, that was a terrible ending and blah, 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 blah. It's like, I mean, it ended in a really good way. Huh. I think it ended in an interesting way, a way that I was happy with. It wasn't like Dexter. I don't know if you've ever seen Dexter, but the ending of that show was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, was that bad.
Wasn't it sudden? Or something.
No, it was the most random, like, out there.
Disappointing ending.
Disappointing ending. I really will say that. The show was amazing, except for the last episode.
Huh?
If you just watch, you're like, what the hell was that, writers? Mm-hmm. Did you just throw a dart at a board and that's what you wrote?
You just gave up.
Yeah. And again, I'm also not going to sit here and pretend like I'm some great, like, I could write a better ending. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see certain things that you want to have happen, but also, I think endings to certain shows are good to maybe leave you kind of like, maybe a little bit of like, oh.
You know what I think a lot of directors leave out and don't think about at the time when they're doing it? Because they want to be different.
Yeah.
You know what directors need to do more? Is give the audience what they want. Know what the audience wants. And I understand going off in different directions and kind of keeping you on your toes. But the audience wants a great ending. You know what the audience wants.
But just because the audience wants it doesn't mean it's maybe the right ending. You know what I mean?
It's true.
That's where I'm at.
It's true.
Because not everybody wants the same ending, even if the vast majority. For example, Sonic got basically remade.
Remade.
The CGI for the new Sonic.
Because the audience hated it.
To be fair, though, it was terrible.
It was terrible.
Like, they didn't even make it look like it was kind of, what were you guys thinking?
You know?
I don't know. But anyway, though, but two is if you have a vision, think about it, if you have a vision of something, let's say the Jeep, all right? Does it ever annoy you if someone says, well, you should have done this with the Jeep. You and your dad should have done this. And granted, the Jeep's pretty much perfect, so I don't think it was. But
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Absolutely right.
If someone said, but you're like, no, we built it. This is my story. This is what I want to do. Now, Game of Thrones is also a little different because it's George R.R. Martin, his books that it was based off. And then the last season, granted, he should have just finished the books. But
he's not dead, is he?
No. He just hasn't had the time to do the ending with it.
I think right now might be a good time. You know, you got the most popular show in the world.
Well, what he could maybe do is, or what they do is they just end it.
What's
and
he
then,
doing, golfing?
No, he's not a golfing-looking type, you know what I mean?
For God's sakes.
It's interesting. I think that you should, and fans too, need to stop being so, like, get off your soapbox. I'd like to see you write a different ending and put it all together and piece this immaculate story into an ending that everyone's going to love.
People... You know? Most people, I would say 60% of people go to the critical part.
Always.
Are critical. And some people just are never happy, man.
And I think, and I'm not saying we don't have a right to want certain things to happen or expect something, but to sit there and pan it and just, it was awful. Just tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's still a really great show. I thought the ending was... is sufficient. I'll put it. The ending was fine. It didn't leave me going, well, that, honestly, when it kind of finished, I was like, huh, like, man, I kind of want, you know, you almost want more. It's sad to see it end in certain ways, you know, so.
So I think some shows now are, it hasn't happened a lot. There's one show on Netflix, I believe, alternate endings that you choose. You get to a certain point and you and literally.
Netflix has that. They
have
this
one. You control it on your controller where you pick one way or the other.
But. How about you just deal with what you were dealt?
Right.
You know, that's the end of the story. Yeah. Bing, bang, boom. It's like life. You're not going to pick how you die.
Yeah.
So deal with it. I mean, you could. You could if you wanted to. I don't know. I think people need to stop being so critical. I'm not saying you can't have an opinion on it, but don't say it sucked. Don't say it was, you know.
Yep. I honestly, man, I really, really want to check this out.
I think you should.
I think I'm too far. Too far gone, dude. It sounds like it's a lot of time.
It is. You would have to really commit, and I tell you what,
you know what, for me too, man, I don't watch TV shows and series like that. I've only watched one.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
And see, now there's one I've never seen. I think I did two or three episodes, and where we got to, no joke, like the last thing we watched before Kiki was just like, shut it off, I can't watch this. The last like clip, and I remember it, was when they were he was trying to dissolve the body in the tub of acid.
Bath.
And it falls through, and Kiki gets like, if someone's just constantly screwing up, she's like, oh my God, I can't, he's such an idiot, I can't do this. Right. And that was it, we turned it off, watch it.
Man.
Wasn't that like the third episode, maybe?
I don't think it was even that, I think it was like the first or second.
Was it first or second?
Yeah.
But everyone, and I love Bryan Cranston, everyone says it's an awesome show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to be, you know, you've heard it. I ain't going to tell you.
Maybe I do watch that one. Maybe I just watch it without her.
If you get her past that.
Yeah.
Tell her to do like four episodes.
Yep.
I'm telling you, my wife, dude.
Well, what sucks is it's such a big pop culture thing, like, but I don't get any of the references. All like, right. I am the one who speaks, or what?
Yeah, what does he say? Something?
I am the one who speaks, or I am the one, or say my name, or stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah, say my name. Yeah, it's just been so long.
Yeah. Yeah, because that show's been off for how many years?
A while. And they were considering doing a movie. You know, I'll check out Game of Thrones. You check out Breaking Bad.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds good. Well, see, now, like, two, I've only watched Game of Thrones one time through. I'd be willing, because, again, you go back to these episodes, and I know a lot of the big parts now, a lot of the spoilers, like the Red Wedding and everything like that. But, of course, they were in books anyway, so it's not like if you read the books, you knew what was going to happen, you know? So
a bunch of people get murdered during a wedding?
Yes.
It's kind of straightforward. Yeah, there. Red wedding.
At this point, too, if you haven't gotten it spoiled, I also feel bad because Reddit, like, I knew what was going to, I had an idea of what
Tell
was going to
Tell me how
happen.
Close I am. Guys, I've never seen it. Never seen Game of Thrones. Yeah. You just said Red Wedding.
Yep.
All right, so from what I've gathered from this podcast, there's different families. They're trying to fight for the throne. So one of the families, daughter's getting married. During the wedding, one of the other family members were invited to the wedding. And then they sneak the rest of their family in, and they just massacre one family.
Spoilers. Everyone, listen. Listen, spoilers. Turn it off if you don't want to hear. You're pretty much goddamn right on.
Really?
You find out. If you do watch the show, you'll see it coming. But two families get put together, and then at the wedding, the one family
just goes to town.
It starts stabbing everybody.
Wow.
Yep.
And it sounds interesting. A lot of sword fighting.
Me watching it. Oh yeah, dude. It's sword fighting, dragons, horses, mythological creatures. Oh dude, it's badass.
All right,
it's
let's
awesome.
Check it out.
All right. Well, there you go. That's my little vent on it. I'll watch Breaking Bad.
They
you
should
watch
make
Game
a Game of Thrones movie so I can get it done in like 2 hours.
Actually, that would be pretty badass.
Could they do that?
I think so. It'd be a long movie. I mean, you could make it. Well, hell, Endgame is 3 hours.
What would it be? Just like what happens after? Or would they just take the whole series and just try to condense it into a movie?
I think they might almost have to do like an after or a pre-story.
Right.
Like this is what was the build-up to Westeros and the Seven Kingdoms.
Why wouldn't they do it? How much money is there?
And that's what I think they're kind of looking at is like, what do you do?
All right.
You know,
dude,
with
it's
that?
Strike when the iron's hot, too.
The problem is,
three years down the road, people aren't going to be talking about Game of Thrones.
Here's the problem is with a lot of the characters, like some of the characters that are killed off in the first season or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's been 10 years. You can't go back now a previous 10, unless you do the buildup right up before it. But they also kind of talk about what happened there. So the story, I don't know. I think it'd be easier to do an after story, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. There you go. All right, good enough.
They're
there
all
you.
Hanging out on their iPads. Yeah, at home, it's like, yeah, legs crossed.
What's going on, man? We're bored. We're done with this. I don't want to fight anymore. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Plan B After Show podcast. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Holy shit, a dragon!